We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Bills have been here for a couple of weeks for voluntary offseason conditioning, but there's a pretty good program coming up this Saturday at the Buffalo Bills Fieldhouse here in Orchard Park. It's the third year of the T.J. Graham Skills Challenge. It is put together by Bills' third-year wide receiver, T.J. Graham, and he joins us in studio. Thanks, T.J. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We have talked about this a couple of years in a row, and here it is, the third year of the T.J. Graham Skills Challenge this Saturday in the Bills Fieldhouse. For those who don't know about this program, tell us what it is and how it works.
All right, well, it's a skills challenge. So you come and compete in your positions, and it's a team format. So you come as a team of eight, one per position. You have your quarterback, running back, wide receiver, offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, safety, and corner. And you come out as a team. You compete individually in different challenges. Your points are accumulated at the end, and an overall team champion is crowned the T.J. Graham Skills Challenge.
What? Give us an idea of what the position group challenges are.
I'll do the quarterback challenge since it's going to be a little altered this camp. Long ball challenge this year. You have throwing at numerous targets. Some are moving across the field. Some are stationary. In Raleigh, we had a dunk tank because it was outside. So the coach of that team got in the dunk tank. And if the quarterback, hit the target, he got three balls at the target from a longer distance. The coach went in. But for the coach's good sportsmanship, we awarded him with a prize. So there's a lot of fun, prizes and things to be won. It's free. I mean, I love free. Like I was saying earlier, yeah. I loved free when I was growing up. So
sure.
It's time for you to come out and compete with your teammates and peers against other schools and win a bunch of free stuff.
So. It's for high school age players, right?
High school age. And I also allow upper middle school kids to come, because they're going to be the foundation of the high school one day. So, in the future, I would like them to come along and pass along the word. And help me out and make this build to be a bigger thing.
What kind of skills challenges do you have, say, for the linemen, offensive and defensive linemen?
So we call it the king of the trenches. So this time they'd be tugging and pulling against each other. Call it four-way tug-of-war for this one.
Wow. So each position group gets a different set of challenges. There's a cumulative score. It's an eight-person team, eight-man team?
Eight-man team. And there are also team challenges, too. So you'll compete as a team against other schools also. I can't give that one away. It's more of supposed to be a surprise when you show up to figure out what to do, but it's a way for you to come out and, work on your skills, your football playing skills without doing the basic, routes and drills that you do every day with your coaches in high school. So
typically what happens, a group of eight from Frontier High School will say, let's get together and do this?
Yep, a group of eight or even two groups of eight from Frontier High School will come out and they'll name themselves to the Frontier Bullies or something. They'll come out and I'll just yell out the bullies. They'll come up. They'll compete against we did it at Will South. Let's say the Will South team. So they'll compete against them, and we'll see how that goes. And at the end, we have bragging rights for a whole year.
And this year, you've been at Williamsville South. This year, you're in the Bills Fieldhouse here. So you have climate control. That's going to be a good thing.
That was a key thing because having it in different locations, going from Raleigh up north to Buffalo, you can't really do the same things. Last year, we had wind problems with some of the stuff that was set up. So completely eliminate that this year with the Fieldhouse. And the conditions are going to be perfect. We're going to open the doors if it's a nice day outside. But other than that, won't be any rain. Climate may be perfect.
This is big time. I see the trailer parked outside the Fieldhouse here. Did you drive that up here from Carolina, by the way?
We did drive it up here. We drove it up here. The trailer has all the tricks, the gadgets, and the torture devices in it for the kids, So it has all the good stuff, and, it's a good way to advertise, and, basically we pull up to the location, pull everything out, have a lot of fun, put it back in on next stop.
You have one in your hometown area of Raleigh, North Carolina. You do it here in Buffalo, and there's another one in Rochester coming up in a couple of weeks.
Another one in Rochester, June 7th at Webster Schrader High School. It's cool that we get the branch out because eventually I want to grow this thing to be a lot bigger, to have a lot more locations. And eventually those champions at each location will come together to a neutral site and compete against the best of the best. So this year we were dealing with going to Toronto, but, the hassle of getting that large trailer across the border with the inventory and stuff is kind of a pain. So, we'll see in the near future. We'll probably get to Toronto, make it international, and take the champions from Toronto, Rochester, Buffalo, Raleigh, possibly Charlotte, North Carolina, too, and Greensboro. And take them to one location and see who's the best.
TJ, where did you get the idea for this?
Well, the idea came from, I think of a lot of crazy things all the time, but it came from 3 years ago coming out of college. I wanted to compete in the College All-Star Skills Challenge, and my agent said, you know, maybe I shouldn't do it because I could get hurt before the draft and the combine and stuff. So I was kind of bummed about it. So I didn't have very much sleep that night. And then I got to thinking, like, how many thousands or I guess millions of kids never get the chance to even say no to a skills challenge that they see on TV, but they have always wanted to do it. So this is my time to make it a friendly, competitive way for a lot of people to come out and have that chance to compete in a skills challenge type event.
It's free.
Free. Get free T-shirt, free food, and then might walk on some big prizes. So
yeah, and let me ask, this is going to sound like a cynical question, but tell me why you do this. Why do you want to do this? You're not making money on it, obviously.
No, zero money for me. More of it's my way of giving back. But I do know that growing up, going to camps and the stuff that I learned or the experiences or even the friendships that I built from those camps were the best things that had ever happened to me. So, you know, I looked up to those guys when I was growing up that I did camps. So it's my turn to give back to people looking up to me.
It's the TJ Graham Skills Challenge. It's this Saturday here at the Bills Fieldhouse. Registration starts at 12 noon. There's no pre-registration, or can you do that online?
I keep it simple. So go to tjgrahamskillschallenge.com, and the first page that you come to is a registration link. So the registration link is at the bottom is for the participants, and at the top would be a volunteer registration. So if you just want to come out and volunteer and help out with this and, you know, I guess do something good for the community, you can volunteer at the top link. And below that, if you want to register your team of eight, you can do that also. So,
and you can just show up at noon on Saturday if you want to.
Show up noon on Saturday. You could bring everybody you want to. Make a team of eight. And if you come individually too, usually what we do is we put together a team of eight for you so you can compete later on in the team challenges. But other than that, individuals are welcome to come out. It's a good time. So you get to compete. You can compete in all the challenges that you want to. If you're a little wide receiver that wants to compete against the offensive lineman, you can go
God
ahead.
Bless you. Go ahead.
You can jump in there if you want to. Yeah. But if you're a receiver and a defensive back, you're more than welcome to participate in both the drills.
The TJ Graham Skills Challenge. We'll talk more about that in a minute. TJ Graham in studio with us on the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO. It strikes me this is your third year you've done this, and you're going into your third year with the Buffalo Bills. And when you look around the wide receivers room, you're probably the most senior member there. I mean, Mike Williams has more experience, but you've been in with the Buffalo Bills longer than anybody else in that room,
yeah.
I think. Right?
I'm growing gray hair soon. That's what it should be. But no, not really. No, we're very young room, very fresh, and it's good that we're fresh. We're very green, that we can all grow together and learn things. You know, when people are older, they get stuck in their ways, and it's a lot hard to break those habits. So right now, we're a lot of fresh, open-minded guys that are trying to be on the same page. And it's great that, you know, we've all come together. We're very, I guess, we're good friends in that room. Like, we talk to each other all the time. It's not very many, relationship problems that happen in that room. You know, we hang out all the time. So it's a really good thing that we're very young. We're very close in age.
And do you find yourself assuming any kind of a leadership role because you have been here longer than most of the others there?
Well, we all have our niches in the room. So yeah. We go at each other for different things. You know, in the room, I would say I would be like the more knowledgeable one for like random facts. So they come to me to ask me that type of stuff, more advice. But we have other guys in the room that know the playbook very well. We have guys in the room that run very well. We have guys in the room that run very good routes, catch the ball, or know what to wear out. You know, what's the cool new game or a cool new shoe. So knowledge is spread out across the room, and we spread it amongst each other.
You talk about the variety of guys in there, and it's a variety of kind of receiving styles, too. You kind of hit on that a moment ago. You've got speedy guys. You've got big guys. You've got Sammy Watkins is kind of in the middle of all of that. But there's a good mix of people in that room right now.
We're probably one of the best low-key, under-the-radar receiving corps right now. You know, adding Sammy made us over the top even better. So we're just trying to get that chance to come on Sunday and show everybody how good we are, because in the room right now and on paper, we are a heck of a bunch to deal with. So,
what do you think of Sammy? You've seen him around here for a week or so. What do you think?
Well, you know, we played against him in college, too.
That's right.
So going against him in college, you know, I got to watch him there, and, you know, he's a good player. So it was great for us to add him to our team. And, you know, the more chances the more confidence that we have with EJ to throw the ball in the air, be the more balls that all of us at receivers will get. So receivers are supposed to be selfish. We're supposed to want the ball, demand the ball. And so we're going to run good routes. We're going to get open. We're going to block like crazy so we can get the running backs going too. And, you know, addition of Sammy is going to be great for us to get the ball in the air.
Do you buy into that? Receivers are supposed to be selfish. Do you think that's part of what you need to be?
Well, you kind of have to be, because you're way on the outside And when you're away from the ball, the best team players on the field are the offensive linemen, the guys that never touch the ball. And for a receiver, the guys on the outside, you got to kind of get lost in your own zone sometimes being by yourself. So you got to kind of be one-track mind and be like, if I'm going to run this route as hard as I can, you know, and not get the ball, you know, I should do that every time in the respect for yourself or forever to the team, you know. So, but being selfish is an all right thing because it's going to make you want to, I guess, produce on the field.
You look at the talent in that room, TJ, and you think about how you were a third-round pick a couple of years ago, a couple of premium round picks last year at the receiver spot, a second and a third, and then this year a first-rounder. There's been an influx of young talent at that position since in the time that you've been here with the Bills.
Yeah, clearly we need to rebuild our receiving core, and through the draft we have done so. And, you know, it's that time that we've come together now. We went from third to second to first now with picks, and now, you know, we can feel the core of our receiving core coming together to blossom, you know, with our second-year quarterback. So,
What do you think of Stevie being absent from the room? What will you guys miss from him?
Veteran leadership. You know, like you were saying earlier that, you know, I'm basically one of the oldest guys in the room, and I'm considering myself very old. You know, Stevie brought a lot of, you know, knowledge to the game, a different, like, different view of everything. You could tell that he's very different. So if we see something one way, he'll look at a different way, and we'd, you know, we give a mix of feelings, and, you know, we'll get it right. And it was good to have him in the room to, I guess, kind of iron out things to keep us young guys going in the right direction.
For you, in your third year, this will be the third different position coach you've had, from Bob Bicknell under Chan Gailey's regime to Ike Hilliard last year, now to Rob Moore. Have things changed that much from year to year to year for you?
Oh, yeah. These are three different coaches. But I think it's very good for the guys, basically me, to have the three different coaches to kind of, you know, have three different philosophies at the same position, doing basically almost the same routes. And, you know, not every guy that we had as a coach philosophy worked every single time for everything, but having three different coaches, you can kind of have the option to pick and choose which things are effective and input them into your game. So,
do you see, I know you've just had a few, you know, voluntary workouts, a little bit with EJ Manuel. Do you see a difference at all in EJ from last year to this?
Oh, yeah, his leadership skills are great. You know, this year, he's coming out telling us what to do, pushing us everywhere. You know, last year he was learning the offense just as well, just like we were. So it was kind of hard for him to kind of initiate that leadership role. But this year, you know, he's got a whole year on his belt. And, you know, EJ's like, all right, come on, guys. You know, he's in the huddle. If guys don't know what to do, he's telling them what to do. Or if he's on the field, even if the play comes out and we know what to do, he's telling everyone on the field. I mean, I want to exaggerate, but he's probably telling the linemen who to block and what not to do, too. So, you know, he's gotten the playbook, and he's been looking like a savvy vet out there right now. So,
well, this Saturday, T.J. Graham will be in the leadership role for the T.J. Graham Skills Challenge this Saturday at the Bills Fieldhouse. It is free for high school-age football players. Registration at 12 noon, and they can go to the website to get a jump start on that, right?
Website, tjgrahamskillschallenge.com.
And June 7th at Webster Schrader High School
in Rochester.
That's great. That's great. What a great idea. How come no one's ever thought of doing this before?
You know what? I don't know yet. I hope no one steals it from me. Unless, if someone has any a lot of money they want to help sponsor us with, it'd be great, you know, because this thing could grow to be the biggest thing ever. Because I really don't tell this idea, but I'll spill the beans now. I eventually want to have it more of a regional challenge. Regionals, be Northeast, South, West, Northwest, Midwest, everywhere. And eventually bring us all together to compete against, you know, like the best teams in the T.J. Graham Skills Challenge or whatever skills challenge it could be. So
I could see something like that being televised even on ESPN, can't you?
Yeah, I could see that. I see it all the time.
Yeah.
I have big dreams.
T.J., thanks.
Yep, thank you.
T.J. Graham, Bills wide receiver, the T.J. Graham Skills Challenge, Saturday, Bills Fieldhouse, 12 noon registration. You can register online at tjgrahamskillschallenge.com. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.